Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping
away. 38 Special Break, back 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with John Bradbury, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's the managing partner with Entrepreneurial Performance Labs, EPL. John, I need your website, please.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It's eplabs.co.
eplab.co. So labs. Check that out. Yeah. Labs with an EP, S.
Yes, dot okay. C-O.
There you go. And they can find your book there and all the other things you do. I know you got some research that you've been doing. So, folks, I hope you'll find John and follow him. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Hey, John, we're talking about fundamentals. We're talking about the school. We're talking about the universal success factors that you talk about a lot in your work as you help entrepreneurs with get their businesses going and sustained. One of the things that we know is that the marketplace the economy may vary, but the marketplace is pretty fundamental. And one of the things that I try to remind people about the marketplace is it's indifferent to your existence, let alone whether you succeed or fail or not. And that's a bracing reality I think people need to realize. What do you think?
Oh yeah, and you know, a lot of people are, especially entrepreneurs, and you get into the kind of the allure around Silicon Valley startups, and there's a lot of excitement about ideas and products and technology. But you know, the market wins every time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You know, in fact, ideas are really a dime a dozen, as we've talked about.
Yep.
And so it's really about. You have to execute. You have to be smart. You have to surround yourself with a great team, et cetera. But none of that matters if you don't have a viable market, if you're not solving a need or a problem that people are willing to pay to have solved.
You gotta make dog food the dogs will eat. The thing that you talk about a lot, John, is this idea of finding a problem and delivering a solution. The other way around, having a solution and looking for a problem, that doesn't work. I think maybe Steve Jobs is the only person I've ever seen who could do that, but he's gone. There's nobody left like him now. Mm-hmm. And so you gotta try to scratch the itch, right? Not create it.
Well, yeah, that elevates your odds of success, exponentially. And most businesses, we know, don't make it over the long haul. And the main reason is they're trying to scratch through, claw their way into viability when they're not solving a fundamental problem mm-hmm. that the customers want to pay for. And, you know, just to be clear, that principle will always rule. It will always apply. But mm-hmm. as you mentioned, the environment will be changing continually. And so right now, it's as you think about the pandemic and the economic headwinds, most businesses are having to adapt to some changing market conditions or some changing market realities or opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's been kind of crazy in some sense to see how some of the technology businesses have been soaring in terms of growth opportunity right now. Just because of the nature of what's happening in the workplace, and so many people having to utilize technology in a different way, and I think that the trends have been accelerated by the pandemic.
There's no question about that.
But
that's one of the things.
And you
go ahead.
I was just going to say that you know the sector that I see in our client base that's struggling the most is in the business-to-business sector, more so than
why is that?
You know, direct to consumer. Well, if you're selling into, you know, businesses of any size, and we've seen it in our business, a lot of organizations have battened down the hatches. You know, they're trying to ride out the storm.
Right.
And with so much uncertainty, one of the things that happens is, you know, procurement and budgets are tamped down.
And not only that, they've got certain vendors that they know and they trust. And if you're not one of those in a regular marketplace, you can call on them. You can break through. You can have a conversation with them. But now, as you say, they're battening down the hatches so much, they're less likely to entertain that when what they're doing right now is working. And that's, you know, I've been talking recently about trust. Find customers who value the trust they can have in you, and you'll be a preferred vendor. I think that's really important. John, real quick, I got about 30 seconds. I want to talk about the math. There's not much to talk about the math, right? I mean, the math works. One in one is two, right? You either have cash or you don't.
Numbers,
right?
Pythagoras said numbers rule the universe. And you can have a beautiful plane, but if it doesn't fly, you know, it doesn't obey the laws of physics, you're not going to get off the ground or stay in the air.
So, folks, if you're not, you've got to manage the math. You've got to manage the financials. You've got to build a spreadsheet. The smartest thing I ever did in the 80s. I'm still using the guts of a 12-month spreadsheet I built probably in 1989. I'm still using it. You know, I just changed the years and the numbers. But that foundation is still there, and I promise you it's saved me from a lot of mistakes that I would have made otherwise. Right back with John Bradbury after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.